Peace and salutations to everyone. This is Adrian X Myatt Podcast. I'm also known as AD. I just wanted to make a disclaimer to you guys and let you guys know that this is all for fair use, based on the Fair Use Act. So this is all for educational purposes, entertainment purposes. And it's ultimately up to you to decide if you want to, after you disseminate this information, if you want to apply it, go ahead. If you don't, then you don't have to, you know. So it's not in way to infringe on nobody, take nobody's stuff, you know, anything of that sort. So I want to let you guys know that concretely and make emphasis on that and say that emphatically, you know, that this is all for fair use again. All right. So I love y'all. Stay tuned in. We're going to keep it going and going and going. You know what I'm saying? All right. Peace and blessings to y'all. Much love. One. Peace, love, and light. Welcome to the Adrian X Myatt Podcast. I am Adrian X Myatt. And today's topic of discussion will be about the law of wisdom. But before we get into today's topic, I would like to say these profound words. The power is in your hands to change the face of your neighborhood so it becomes a community. There is one step before accomplishing this. We must change the condition of our hearts, announcing creation in action, the spiritual component of Kids Shop Yet organization. Healing, enlightenment, love, patience, and spirituality. Membership is free, action is not. Visit the Facebook page, friend, like, comment, and follow. Email avoiceinsociety@gmail.com. Again, that is avoiceinsociety@gmail.com. The number 725-200-8342. Again, that number is 725-200-8342. If we don't decide your future, someone else will. Now, having said that, family, I would like to introduce you to the music that you hear playing in your eardrum. This is 528 hertz. With a touch of nature, which is there to heal your DNA and to cleanse your chakras. And if you would like to know more information about that, check out Adrian X Myatt on YouTube. I do have a lesson in particular that talks about 528 hertz and 13 firsts, okay? So go check that out right now. Make sure you subscribe, you like, you share it with other people. It's important to get profound knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I sincerely appreciate each and every one of you in advance. In addition, I would like to preface this program by telling an African proverb. One day, two foolish goats were out walking. As they were walking, they arrived at the same time at a narrow bridge. So what happened? They met in the middle of the bridge, and the first goat said, "Get out of my way, let me pass." But the other goat said, "I'm not getting out of the way." The first goat got angry and said, "I say, did you not hear me? Get out of my way, let me pass." Then the other one replied, "I'm not getting out the way." So they began to fight in the middle of the bridge. They fought and fought and fought, on and on. After a little, they both fell into the water, and the water carried them off. They both drowned. The moral of the story, family, life is too short to fight over petty and nonsensical things. Don't get distracted. Don't get in your emotions. Rise higher. Serve the higher planes of existence and not the lower ones. Furthermore, let's get into the law of wisdom. Wisdom erases karma. If you have the wisdom to learn your lessons through love and wisdom, you can mitigate your suffering. Sadly, we seem to learn the fastest through pain, through directly experiencing the consequences of our actions. As an example, you greedily take from others, and instead of learning through wisdom and love that this is wrong, you have to experience from others someone greedily taking from you, whether later in this life or in a future lifetime. Another great example would be, in your last life, you were married to a soul who is your mate today and who you cruelly left for another in that previous lifetime. Before you were born into your current life, you may have agreed to be left by your mate under similar circumstances in order to allow you to balance your karma and directly experience the pain of abandonment. If the wisdom of life mastery awareness, it is easier to detach consciously from the relationship with love. You will ease the pain of parting while also passing your own tests and thus absolving karma and evolving from within. That, my friends and family and loved ones, that is the soul of evolution as well as the law of wisdom and as well as the law of reincarnation and karma as well as the law of divine one or oneness. As you can see, these laws, these universal principles are intertwined with one another. And that's not by no coincidence, because when it all boils down to it, it boils down to the soul, the spirit, the energy. We take away everything that surrounds us right now, you'll see that we can be unified through the soul. Okay? Another example that I would like to give you about the law of wisdom. Assume that you have astrologically destined a severe relationship test for May of your 35th Earth Day. If you have learned through past life awareness as well as present life learning to be positive, non-judgmental, and without expectations in your relationship, you may only experience an argument with your mate on that fateful day in May. But if you haven't learned your past lessons and have intensified your harmony during your relationship, you might experience a divorce in May of your 35th Earth Day. In conclusion, family, the main teachings of this program is to focus on oneness in time and space, wisdom, and divinity in nature. Remember, the journey of self-discovery refers to coming into awareness of one's divine essence and the discovery of one's immortality. also known as Nehes. Nehes is a Kemet term, which means spiritual awakening or enlightenment. Thanks for tuning in, family. Peace, love, and light.